Hello, I'm Ray with another roaming rant. This time, a visit to Amberley Museum in West Sussex, just north of Arundel. If you're a long-standing listener, you've probably listened to me rambling on about Amberley Museum for years. Just briefly, Amberley Museum was a chalk pit, well, it is a chalk pit still, where they produce lime. They've got huge lime kilns there. The mainline railway used to run in there and pick up the lime. It was an extremely busy place at one time. I'm not sure when it actually closed as a lime-producing chalk pit, but there's all sorts to see there. There's a radio museum. There's just loads of stuff there. This recording is taken from one of the hour-long Sunday recordings. I put these together just for people who want to listen to the various roaming rants rather than have to listen to the whole hour, especially if you're thinking, what was that about Amberley? Or what was that about Pulborough Brooks when Ray went there with his roaming microphone, his recorder? So you can just look down the page on raysrants.info and find the roaming rants listed there. OK, let's go to Amberley, shall we? Let's go to Amberley Museum and have a mooch about there. We're down in the little, what is it, Greenwood Village. And there's the Amberley Bodger. He makes chairs, spindles and bowls. There's a pole lathe for sale here, traditional style pole lathe, brought to this country by the Saxons. And there's one here for sale, a new one, £140. It's the type with the treadle, you know, you go up and down on the treadle and the wood spins round and you can carve it up. There's a stonemason over there, which is interesting. What's this chap make here? He makes rakes and gate hurdles. Hear him tapping away, going up the hill now. It's lovely here, it's a beautiful day, we've got the birds singing, and I'm in my favourite place now, walking up the hill. I'm in the woods. There's Trisha up there taking a close-up picture of something on the ground. Probably a beetle or something. It's quite a steep hill, this. Good exercise, though. No wind, birds singing, blue sky. Oh, there's blackberries here. Who went blackberry picking when they were young? I certainly did. I'm going to eat one. If I can reach across and grab one of these. Well, that tastes good. Just what we did when we were kids. Well, that tastes really nice. Over the woods, eating blackberries. Absolutely lovely here. Right, I shall plod off up the hill and see what else I can find. Can you hear that aeroplane? I'm looking up through the trees. That's an aeroplane pulling a glider up. It's still pulling him, towing him up there. I should have brought my aircraft radio. I could chat to them. We're not allowed to do that. Pull the glider up, let him go, and then they climb up on the thermals, don't they? The heat rising up. Oh, that's good. I'm glad I saw him. Walking further through the woods. I know I'm always banging on about the woods. You'd expect nothing less from me, would you? And you know what I'm going to say? I'd like to live here. A log cabin in the woods. There's Trisha. There's the railway line. And she's on the bridge over the railway line. I shall follow her up there. This is the little railway that goes round the sort of perimeter of Amberley. Not all the way round. I don't think it's running today. Can you hear the birds singing? Trisha's now taking a photo of me talking to you. There were a load of toddlers down where you come into the place, kind of two-year-olds. Hundreds of them. Thousands. Well, probably a group of 20 or more. But they're all lovely, having a look round, enjoying their day. Of course, the schools are open, so it's not packed with school children as it often is during the school holidays. Right, I shall walk on. I said the train isn't working today, but listen. Sounds like a diesel engine. They're not running the steam today, which is a shame. Can you hear that? It's climbing up the hill. If I walk down here a bit, I can hide in the bushes. Then I won't have to wave to the driver. Trish is videoing the train up on the bridge there. Here it comes. Yeah, it's a diesel. full of children all waving at me, so I had to wave back. There it goes through the woods up to the very top, which is where we're going now. The sun is really hot. Here comes another glider. Fantastic. The sun is really hot. It's the 4th of, where are we, September. It really is hot for this time of year. There's the plane getting higher and higher. I should have bought my radio. I could have listened to them, because no doubt they're chatting to each other. They're saying, I'm going to let you go now. No, not yet. We're not high enough. Oh, too late. Oh, this is lovely. There's old railway lines here. This is where the trains, not the little train, the mainline trains, would have come in to Amberley. They've got some trucks here, like coal trucks. Pepper and Son, written on one of the trucks. They would have come in here to pick up the lime once they'd made it in those huge lime kilns they've got. Oh, look, butterflies. Bees all on these wildflowers. That's rather nice. The railway line's still here, the track. And there are some trucks. In fact, Trisha's dad used to drive a steam engine into here and get all the trucks loaded up with the lime, and he'd drive it off to wherever. So he knows this place. He's passed away now, sadly, but he knew this place well, and he's told us many stories about when he drove the engine in here. It's all chalk here. It is, well, obviously a chalk pit. I'm just looking at a small cliff here that's all broken away. There's some soil on top, of course, because there are trees and things growing. In fact, here you can see the roots of the trees where the chalk has broken away. There's all the roots hanging down. That tree looks like it's going to fall. It really is warm. There's a pond here. This is a new pond that they put in some years ago. And it is, sadly, it's just full of plants and moss. There's nothing in there. There's another pond here. Warning, deep water. This has fish in it. Lots of lilies. Oh, there's a gold. Yeah, got a goldfish. So we're now going to walk back up the hill. Where are we? There's the kilns. We're going to walk back up the hill and see what I can hear an engine. See what's going on up there. We have here Spooner and Gordon, coach and cart wheelwright. J. Penfold, jobbing smith. E. J. Brown and Son, bakers and confection. Seagrave, pastry cook and confectioner, baker. All sorts of trades. The wheelwright is interesting. How they made the wheels, the wooden spokes, the metal rim. The trouble is you have to be a little bit careful, because wherever you go, there are volunteers. Bless their cotton socks, they're doing their best, answering questions and telling people what's what. But as soon as they see me, oh, good morning, well, now this is this, let me show you this. Let me tell you about that. Just walking up the hill now. I do seem to be a sort of magnet for volunteers. Right, we're heading up to the Electricity Museum now, which is one of my favourite places. There's hawthorns here. Rose hip. These are rose hips, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you remember rose hip syrup?
I used to have that as a child.
Yes, I did. It was lovely. Elderberry, make elderberry wine. Stinging nettles, it could make nettle wine.
There seems to be a theme going on there.
Yeah. What, alcohol?
Yeah, wine.
Let's plod on. We've just walked into an old barn where there's some fantastic engines. There's a huge engine here, Roby lubricator schematic. There we are. Oh, hang on, Trisha's pointing out something else. Oil engine, 1929, originally stood in the Harwood Road Council Road depot at Littlehampton. It pumped the town's sewerage up from the sewers into the sea. Oh, nothing's changed then since 1929. We still pump sewerage into the sea. Horizontal single cylinder engine, started using compressed air. They don't often have this running, Roby and Company Limited, Lincoln, England. We've only seen this running a few times, haven't we? It's a lovely engine. That would fit on our patio, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't fit. I'm sure it would.
No, it wouldn't.
There are some smaller ones over here. What's this? Oh, there's a lot of stuff here. Petter two-stroke engine. Lion A-type. Bamford. Now, oh, here we are. Mine's a Lister. Here's a Lister engine. The one I've got is a Lister, but it's not in here, is it? They haven't got my model, the Lister D. Coming back up the hill. Hear those birds? I think that's the toddlers over there in the woods, jumping up and down as they do. Here comes the train. Trish has gone to buy a cold drink. Now walking back down the hill, I think we'll probably start to head off home soon. Lovely hearing those birds, isn't it? And there's a glider climbing up on the thermals, going round and round slowly, getting higher and higher. And here comes Trisha with a cold drink. We're now in the fire station, and there's a video of fire engine racing along the road. We're going to now look at the old fire engine. Look at that, Borough of Hove. Hove, actually.
I think that one's a little bit before my time.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Where? It's from, does it say here, 1937, 1941.
A little bit before our time. Now that one there, I remember seeing those drive about.
Oh, the old Dennis ones, yeah.
Dennis.
Oh, I used to see them an awful lot.
Of course, you lived round the corner from the fire station.
Yeah, there was one about 100 yards up the road from us. And it was manned by a lot of volunteers. And you'd hear the siren go, because obviously they didn't phone them or anything, the siren would go, and you'd suddenly have these people running from all different directions,
oh, yes.
Bikes and cars hurtling up the road as they all went to the station to get into the fire engine and head out.
What's this? Bedford, look at this.
Yeah, I don't remember these. Wouldn't be a green goddess, would it? It's
big. Oh, it could be, yes. Bedford, made in England, it says. Nothing's made in England now. That might be a green goddess, actually.
The army ones they drag in when the firemen are on strike.
Right, let's move on. Trish has gone into the bric-a-brac shop where they sell rubbish. I mean, bits and pieces. I'm just sitting out here watching people walk by. People watching. Here comes a volunteer. Goodness me, there are more volunteers than there are punters. Dear, here she comes, hang on a minute. Oh, she's got, here comes another one. Honestly, I'm surrounded by volunteers. Trish said, pretend you're on your phone and they won't speak to you. Actually, that's an idea, isn't it? Right, I think I'm safe now. It's been a lovely day here, well, a lovely morning. If ever you're down in West Sussex, have a look at Amberley Museum. I know I've been saying this. How long have I been doing podcasts now? Five and a half years. 5.5 years I've been saying to you, go to Amberley. And a lot of you live in Australia, America, South America, all over the world, all over Europe. So you can't exactly pop in, can you, to Amberley in the UK? It would take you a while to get here and cost a lot of money. But if ever you are down this way, have a look. Here comes the bus again, the coach. I was just thinking, so much of the stuff here from the 1950s, I remember, of course, I remember it as a kid. The various vehicles, the old vehicles on the streets, I set the bus go by. All the old machinery for road making. There's a road making place here where they've got lots of machinery from old steam rollers, diesel rollers, which I remember. Here comes another volunteer, Struth. How many are there? So it's really interesting for someone of my age to look around Amberley Museum. Trisha's just popped out of the shop. She's found a book. It's only £1. Sussex, 100 years ago, with a load of photographs. So that might be interesting. Look out, here come a gaggle of toddlers. Look at them. They're no more than, what, 18 months? 2 years old. Some are in pushchairs. There's some ladies trying to keep them under control. They've got pushchairs loaded with bits and pieces. Bottles of milk, no doubt. Nappies, all sorts of baby wipes and all the palaver that goes with babies and youngsters, toddlers, when you take them out. That's it for today. We're going to head off home and have some lunch. Probably have lunch in the garden or the patio, don't you know, as one does. What? Right, I shall return you from the outside broadcast unit. I shall return you to the studio. And here I am back in the studio. That was a wonderful day. We often go to Amberley. Paulborough Brooks is nice. I think I've done a roaming rant podcast for that. Have a look on the page raiserant.info, and you'll find all the recordings there. Okay, that's enough from me. Thanks for listening. Take care and look out for the next roaming rant. Bye-bye for now.